Yeah, it's great to have your company at 9 to 8 on a Friday morning. A bit of footy to talk about. After 8 o'clock, Tom Rockliffe's going to join us after the win of the Power last night over the Cats. We'll go through the games in a bit of detail, and we'll continue that now. Brent Harvey has joined us, the AFL Games record holder, on the Friday footy preview. A little bit earlier than normal, but it's finals time, so things get real around here when we're analysing the games. And Dougal Howard knows it's finals time. From a Saints perspective, they are there for the first time in 9 years, his first year at the club, and he will be a part of postseason format with the game against the Bulldogs tomorrow. Very much front and centre of his mind, I'm sure, on a Friday morning. Good morning, Dougal.
Yeah, how are you going?
We're going well, buddy. We're going really well. Must be very exciting. I mean, there's been a lot of change in your world in the last 12 months. You've targeted by the Saints to come across and be a part of a squad that was hopefully going to get to this stage. And now, 17 games later, you realise that that is a reality. How do you feel about all this?
Yeah, very, very positive. It's been a very, very good year for the club and in telling times, really, for everyone. So, yeah, it's a very positive environment at the moment and, yeah, really happy with the move. Hopefully, there's big things to come for the Saints. Obviously, yeah, this year, we made finals. It's a good start, but, we want to give it a real red-hot crack and, hopefully we can start with a win tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure Saints fans are crossing their fingers and toes for all that to go their way as well. But if we go back a little while, and clearly you've had a great opportunity and great belief from the Saints hierarchy to get you across and be a part of their program. When you sort of was weighing this up, was this something you considered a possibility of being able to be a part of a team that was handpicking players that they needed and then have the level of success to get to the finals? Were you thinking that was a real possibility this year?
That was obviously one of the big selling points. They told me the other names they were looking to bring in and obviously a few guys back from injury that have been at the club already that have just had a couple of difficult years. So I think, yeah, the bones are there and they were trying to get the right people in to move in the right direction. So that definitely made the decision easier to want to be a part of it and I guess, yeah, try and build something special at the club.
Dougal, tell us a little bit about hub life. I know how hard it would be in there and, teams are doing some things completely different. What has your advantage been? Have you guys come together and said, right, are we going to make this just be fun? We're going to work hard, etc. What's been the Saints' mantle in the hub to get through?
Probably the big one for us has been just working on the connection of the playing group. It was actually one of Rats' biggest focuses in pre-season before any of this came about. And I guess by throwing us all in a hub together, I think we're up to day 89 in the hub, you soon get to know everyone a lot better, and especially being one of the new guys at the club. Really, really fast-track building some relationships. It's definitely had its moments, the hub. It's been really good for us because obviously we've had a good campaign since being up here.
Now, your matchup this weekend, Dougal, will either be Aaron Norton or Josh Bruce. Now, you don't have to tell us, obviously, which one that you're playing on, but what's your preparation like as a key defender? Are you do you study a lot of footage during the week? Do you speak to your defensive coach about your particular opponent, or are you guys more focused on that team defence?
Definitely focused on our team defence. We'll, like most teams, I think, we'll watch a few clips of the Oppo forwards and see what their strengths, their weaknesses are, and try and expose that. Now finals, we've played them earlier in the year and know a bit about what they're going to do. We've got a line meeting today, so we'll follow up with that. But for the match-up stuff, probably no real matchup. We'll try and work on our team defence and between Norton and Bruce, try and get them done as best as possible.
Now, have you walked into the midfield meeting yet this week and said, boys, we need your help this week? Bulldogs are obviously a high possession midfield. They love to possess the ball. They love to give their forwards an option. And you know, if there's not that pressure up the field, it's going to be really, really difficult for you guys as defenders. Have you just tapped a few of them on the shoulder and said, help us out this week?
I haven't as of yet. Probably be letting them know tomorrow if there's a couple of easy ones coming through early, but they've been pretty good for us this year, and the way Steely's led the boys in there, I've full faith that our mids can get them done. I think that'll be where the game's won and lost like most, but I think our boys are definitely up for the challenge against their midfield.
Dougal, it's been about a decade since St Kilda has played in a final series. Obviously, you're new at the club, but do you sense the enormity of what you've been able to achieve this year and how big it is for the club and particularly for all the fans that are, most of them, going to be watching on television about what's at stake?
Yeah, definitely. That's a lot of what the guys at the club are talking about, how much joy it's brought to people back home in Melbourne who have been doing it tough, and it's a big deal for the club, obviously. To build for the future as well, not just for this year, but you look at any of the successful clubs, it's not just 1 year of playing finals, it's actually playing it year after year and having success, and I guess building a strong list and having strong supporters. So yeah, we're definitely realised the enormity of it, and I think everyone wants to get this club back on track for being successful for many years to come.
And I think it's a really good point you make. It's not just about this year, and you look at your defence, of which you're such a key part of, it's so inexperienced and relatively young, but collectively you've been so good this year. What do you put that down to?
I guess I've been very surprised by these young boys. I'd heard the names coming into the club, but yeah, to watch them, how they've played this year and how they've grown between Ben Patton shutting down the best small forwards of the comp, Nick Caulfield's intercepting, and some of the stuff Hunter Clark does is pretty unreal. So, it's been great to watch seeing them grow, and I guess for me it's exciting to hopefully play with them for years to come and see what they can do. And to answer your question, it's going to be a very exciting group to play with in the coming years, and I think they've realised they're wanting to fast year after year and not just play it this year.
Dougal, you referenced that round two game against the Bulldogs where you won comfortably. You won by 39 points, so it was a very comfortable win. Do you take anything out of that? It was so long ago, and the game has probably changed so much. Obviously, you were coming off of the COVID break going into that round two match. Teams are still adjusting to length of quarters and the way the game was moving in 2020. So do you use that game as a reference point in any way in your preparation?
We probably haven't gone over that game too much. I guess, yeah, as you said, very different times now, and the war's gone under the bridge, and I know they'll be probably for redemption against us after that win, and but we'll definitely today probably in our meetings be looking at a few key areas that I guess we got over the top of them in that game, and we'll be trying to do that again.
Well, it's an exciting time for all and sundry. I'm sure it's one of the things you look forward to when you came across with the Saints to get this opportunity, and it's right here in front of you tomorrow. It's going to be a ripper. 4:40, check your local guide, St Kilda and the Western Bulldogs elimination final, week one of the AFL finals. Dougal, we've loved watching the Saints all year. Can't wait to see the match tomorrow. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.